control. And that's the way you have to view what you do. If you're consumed by the benefit, if you're consumed by the winning, if you're consumed by the reward, you are down the wrong path. You want to be consumed by the privilege of the maximum effort. Do the best you can and let God determine what the reward will be. You have to have that kind of attitude or you'll live with personal discontent, disillusionment. You'll never have enough. You'll be a covetous person. You'll lose friends over it, and you'll become an idolater. Colossians 3:5 says, greed or covetousness is idolatry. You're worshiping money. Can't do that without crossing a serious, serious line. In Job 31, in verse 24, if I put my confidence in gold and called fine gold my trust, if I have gloated because my wealth was great and because my hand had secured so much, then down to verse 28, I would have denied God above. I'd be an idolater. I'd be worshiping money. Live for your bank balance, live for your investment portfolio, and you're living idolatrous. People who do this get into financial bondage because they never have enough, never have enough, never have enough, and what they want is more and more, more money, more stuff. What happens? What characterizes financial bondage? Here's a little list. Discontent. You just got to get out there and buy something else. You got to get out there and have something else. Whatever you bought the last time you bought something was fine for the moment, but it passed, and now you need something else. Discontent, just brooding discontent with everything. Secondly, indebtedness. The borrower becomes a lender's slave, Proverbs 22:7. We have a culture which has provided for you a way that you can buy what you don't need with what you don't have. How convenient is that? Perfect scenario to fulfill unnecessary desires. Another thing that defines financial bondage, one, discontent, two, indebtedness, number three, constant pressure. Constant pressure, or we could say anxiety. Worry would be another way to define it. Worry because you have all these debts. And with that financial pressure comes the pressure of guilt because you face the reality of your overindulgence. And then you're led, when you're in financial bondage,